camaraderie and chanting is typical in KIPP schools, like KIPP Strive in Atlanta's West End, where Annika Bilisoli teaches first grade.
Kendrick with a smile.
Come on up here, boys, and show us what you got.
The KIPP Strive campus houses a middle school and kindergarten and first grade classes with plans to expand. KIPP stands for the Knowledge is Power program. It's a national charter school initiative that has 8 schools in Atlanta. Students attend class from 7:30 to 5. At KIPP schools, Tawny Johnson says the emphasis is academics. She's KIPP Strive's school operations manager.
We really focus on independence, preparing for high school and college, and really just gearing their mind, turning their mindset towards that.
That's been a challenge for many Georgia schools. Last year, just over 20% of the state's college freshmen enrolled in remedial classes. Those classes are costly in more ways than one, according to Steve Dolinger. He's the president of the Georgia Partnership for Excellence in Education, which sponsored the summit.
If a college student takes one remediation course, they tend not to graduate on time. If they have to take two or three, the odds are they will not graduate from college. So it's not just that investment. It's almost a lost investment trying to keep those students in college.
And businesses would like to see more Georgia students graduating from high school prepared for college or the workforce. Ryan Mahoney is with the Georgia Chamber of Commerce. He says education is their primary focus.
If you talk to a small businessman or a small businesswoman, if you talk to the Fortune 500, every one of them tells us that education is the most important issue to them, more than healthcare, more than transportation, though those are certainly key and things that we work on, because they know that's their pipeline. That's where their workforce is going to come from.
The state has a goal to increase the number of its college graduates in the next 7 years. Officials estimate Georgia will need an additional 250,000 graduates to meet workforce needs. Martha Dalton, WABE News.